Oh, you smell like champagne.
Oh man.
All right, we've now been joined by our race winner, Tyler Reddick. Tyler has won 5 NASCAR Cup Series races this season. Tyler, I want to read you a stat to kind of kick us off. The stat is one that came out after the race, but for the first time since 1987, a driver has won 5 of the first 9 races, and the last driver to do it was Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, I heard that earlier.
So just, I mean, we've obviously had a couple of these post-race pressers, you know, these last few weeks, but what does that mean to you to see this team not only continue to win, but, you know, to break records that have been in place for quite some time?
Yeah, I mean, that's a guy in the Mount Rushmore of NASCAR drivers, and to be able to accomplish things that someone like him did is truly incredible. But you know, it's none of it's possible without, you know, the good men and women at 2311, the ones that travel, the ones back at airspeed. So yeah, Billy, it may seem like a lot of cars went with right side tires there, but the right call. I definitely didn't have, like, it felt like I was in a good spot going into one, and Christopher crept up, and I knew he was going to get there, so I'm like, well, I kind of blew that one. And yeah, just Denny coming up into me and into Christopher, it kind of just, unfortunately, you know, 3 Toyotas getting together created the opportunity for me to make sure that a Toyota won the race. And so yeah, I was glad I was able to do that, because Toyota's, in my opinion, I mean, Kyle led a lot of laps at points in the race too, but Denny, myself, Christopher, we were all really strong. It would have been a real shame that, you know, if a Toyota didn't win today. So I'm glad we're able to get that done.
All right, we'll go ahead and open for questions. If you have one, raise your hand. We're going to get started with Dustin, and we'll go to Gluck.
Dustin Albino, J-Ski. Prior to that caution, you chased Denny down, then he chased you back down. It looked like the car stumbled. What was that battle like with Denny?
Yeah, it's a stumble. It seemed like a fuel pump issue. Thankfully, I was able to catch it, but you know, instinctually as a driver, you just, when that happens, you're out of fuel typically. So I was trying to figure out if it was a fuel thing, and just all that going on, me going down the back, I just trying to talk on the radio, hear what Billy said, everything kind of all at once. And I just, you know, lost focus, unfortunately, and drove it right in the fence. Oddly enough, we drove to Denny really well, got clear of him. And I don't know if it was just the longest green flag run of the day, so we were, you know, getting the lap cars that were better than what we were used to. And I just made some really bad choices trying to set myself up to get by Austin Dillon. There was one time there where it just looked like he was going to fade low and give me the top, and he ended up running the top and lost some momentum there. And then ultimately just kind of all on my own, just drove right in the fence. So yeah, unfortunately that was getting ready to be chalked up as one of those days where I gave it away. And we got very fortunate that the caution came.
And your point lead is now back up to 105 points.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So how does that feel past the 1/3 mark of the regular season?
Very good. Very happy. We're going Talladega. Hopefully we can maintain, if not grow it there. And then, you know, get some of these other races coming on after that, Texas and the Glen tracks, where I feel like I'd like to keep growing that point lead. That'd be nice.
There's a lot of years when, I mean, 5 wins could lead the series in a next gen era.
Yeah, don't really, I know. Think it's pretty nuts.
Yeah, you already have 5. I mean, what do you think about that, especially in this era?
Yeah, that's that, you know, it's crazy. 1987 was the last time that happened. I mean, that was, you know, generations ago. Correct. Yeah.
You know, that could lead the series. You know, yeah. You already have it. So.
That's a good point. I know, it's pretty unreal. You know, it's definitely going to seem like, you know, night and day our cars are, you would think night and day, it's just night and day that our cars are just so much better. But, I mean, I think we have done a good job of improving our cars at the places we're already strong and making them better at the places we're weak. But more than anything, just our mindset, our approach, what we're doing consistently on the preparation side, it's all in a really good place. You know, when weeks like this where I'm not at my best as a driver and whatever it might be, we're still able to power through the stuff and use that teamwork that we work hard on, you know, whether it was in the off season or how we go about preparing for each race. I'm loving that we're seeing the fruits of that hard work paying off right now. And if anything, I think it just, you know, I think a couple weeks ago or a couple wins ago, right, the question was, I think you've won two or three. You kind of just settle in and get in a good rhythm and go. And it's like, no, I mean, it's – let's take advantage of how well we're working together right now and just see if we can continue to get the points, get the wins, while everyone else is trying to figure it out and get it together, you know?
So help me understand. So in overtime, so Larson makes it three wide, splits Denny, you're up top. And then Bell gets the run.
Gets to my right rear, yeah.
Yeah, so he's there. Like, you have to give him enough space at that point. And then you see Denny coming. So are you trying to then go down and side draft off Denny? Or what are you trying to do when you're coming down? Or was he coming up?
Yeah, I mean, for me, in my line, I was trying to run as close to Christopher. Not necessarily to – it's tricky. Like, if I think halfway through the corner, I thought maybe we'd be side by side. But it got pretty obvious – you know, with Denny on my inside, I was getting tight. So I knew Christopher was going to, like, probably clear me. And then just, I don't know what was the inside of Denny, but he was closer to me than I thought he was going to be. And I can't even remember if there was contact or not. It kind of felt like it, but these cars do take off really bad tight. And just where I was in relation to 11, and we were close together, and it just, my car just kind of took off of two. And as a driver, I wish you could say you could prevent those things from happening, but these cars take off tight so fast that I was kind of helpless. I couldn't really do anything to keep the contact from occurring.
In the back. There you go. Thanks, Trey.
Andrea Perez with CashFence.com. You were given barbecue in victory lane.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. Yeah. Love barbecue, honestly. We've been fortunate to, you know, take a trip to Terry Black's a few times. We go to Austin, some of the other places, and you know, be able to get Jack Sacks here. I don't know if I'll ever be half as good as those guys are, what they do when it comes to ribs, brisket. But I certainly have a great appreciation for good barbecue. So I was definitely hungry after this race, and it took care of my hunger. And Rockstar has helped take care of my thirst. This poor can has been through it today, but we're going to get through it.
So what would you rate that out of 10?
I give it 8. I think it wasn't like fresh off. Like, it, you know, it had to sit around a minute. But for the temperature it was at, the flavor was really, really good.
Thank you. Caleb Vessel, SpeedwayDigest.com. Did it catch you by surprise? I mean, excluding the two stage cautions, that we went basically natural caution free until the 51 spun there, or is that just kind of how Kansas is nowadays?
I don't think it's Kansas. I think it's all intermediates, truthfully. You know, when we get a lot of restarts, drivers understand how much there is to give and kind of forget, or how much there is that they can take and forget about the give in that take. And I think just the more that we come back to these tracks with the aero package that it's been for the last what feels like 4 or 5 years, you know, the next gen era, I mean, we all have a fairly good feel for the car. The last big change that we really had was actually here, I think 2 years ago, when they went to the taller right side shark fin. And in my opinion, that made the car a lot easier to save in a slide when you get loose. So I just think everyone's really gotten a good understanding of what the car is, what you can't do with it. I mean, a lot of these drivers are very, very good in this field. And I mean, because of that, we all kind of know where the limits lie. You know, with the format we have, it's important to not have DNFs and take yourself out of races. So I think it's just all those little factors added up that lead to stats and numbers like you mentioned.
All right, Tim.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Day. Congrats on the win, Tyler. I apologize if I'm slightly wrong in the stat, but I think it's 5 for 6 now since races you win when MJ's present this year. Is he your golden horseshoe this year, would you say?
That's a good point. I mean, you can't really discredit that. I mean, it's been pretty successful. I think the only one that we didn't win for him was Phoenix. So yeah, you know, I kind of joked about it. When the boss is here, we got to deliver for him. You know, if he's going to come hang out with us and take the time to be a part of it, you know, you want to reward his commitment to this team. And, yeah, it's really awesome to be able to share moments like that, for him to be here like he was this weekend and spend time with him.
And obviously, I know last year in the fall, you guys came close to winning here as an organization, but you mentioned the changes and how much struggle you guys had gone through. Just how important was it for you guys to get back here to say, hey, we're back dominating at Kansas and showing that pace that we knew we had in the past?
Yeah, it's super important. You know, for us, the importance of this weekend was heightened after Vegas because we went there and had speed in practice, but lacked handling, and then we just overdid our adjustments overnight, and we fought tight balance and tire issues in the race at Vegas. So it was super important to come here and not have that repeat. Unfortunately for us, that did happen again in stage one, but truthfully, it kind of helped guide us down the path that we needed to with our car and our handling to make the right front tire live longer, and it certainly did the rest of the race.
All right, any final questions? Okay.
Steven Stumm, frontrunners.com. Tyler, well, it's not even May. There's 17 races left until the chase, but with how historic of a start you already had, does it feel like this is your title to lose?
Thanks for putting it that way. Yeah, I mean, it's early. Teams, I mean, we saw today the 11's strong. I know the 20 is strong as well. The 5, you know, he finds ways to get more speed out of his cars when it seems like handling's lacking a bit. There's a lot of really good teams, a lot of good pit crews, a lot of good minds in this garage. And so certainly over these next 17 races, the ones that are missing it a little bit here or there are going to start hitting it. And I think the competition will certainly continue to tighten up as we get through this year. But we've done a really good job of making the most of our days and scoring a lot of points. But yeah, you know, we'll see when we get to the chase, right? Like, it's gonna get reset, and everyone's gonna get the points that they've earned, and we'll go from there. But we'll just try and get as comfortable a lead as possible. It'll allow us, you know, if we can maintain a gap like this as we get further into the season, it might, you know, hopefully it puts us in position to, you know, try and steal some more wins if it's split strategy calls, you know, middle of the race or late in the race.
All right, Tyler, congratulations on that win. Enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
And Frank was finally here.
I know, right? So Frank was finally here.